On this episode of The Everyday Strongman, we talk with Gene and Brianna, which happen to be couples. Brianna's training for her very first strongman. Gene is training for his second strongman. So we talk with both of them on how they get better at training the implements and training the events. And also, we get into some everyday strongman exercises that you guys can do at home with Brianna and I as we demonstrate the lift, the carry, and the clean and press that you guys can do with an average duffel bag at home.
Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Digman Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize
your life. Revitalize. Hey guys, Corey Digman here from Digman Fitness. Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast featuring Brianna Bloom, Gene Thede, and I, as we talk about the everyday strongman. Today we'll talk about things and themes that relate to starting strongman and how we do everyday things well and better and how we kind of translate all the things that we do in the gym to our everyday lives. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm good.
What is happening? So you guys are, Gene's in his second strongman coming up here in May, where there's a couple strongman events that are coming up this summer and spring, but we just kind of have to narrow away for sure, really just kind of hammer these next 2 or 3 months and gain some really good solid, you know, squat, deadlift, and carrying and pushing and pulling strength. But Brianna, for sure, this will be your first strongman. I mean, talk about some things that you went through as a bystander watching Gene in the last contest, and then, you know, some things that you were thinking, and you kind of relate it to some of the things that are going on right now.
Well, when I watched the last strongman that Gene did, I was a little bit intimidated. I thought I could never do that. And I was watching the other girls, and they all looked really buff and strong. And I'm kind of naturally weak, so I thought that it would never really happen for me. But then I started working out here at Digman Fitness, and saw I could make progress slowly, and I've been training since then, and I think it's possible maybe in the fall to do a strongman.
Yeah, and for those of you out there, Brianna and Gene are also a couple, so it kind of makes it fun to compete that way and use and kind of relate to each other in the gym and help each other out. It's kind of cool. So yeah, Gene, what are some of your your struggles right now, or your feelings as where you are right now with your strength as opposed to the last strongman contest?
I made a lot of progress in certain things. I took some time off from the last strongman, so I'm just getting back into it. But I did the stones again and the yoke carry again for the first time since the last strongman, and I was able to reproduce what I did previously. So I'm actually really optimistic about the improvements I'm going to make in the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, for me, like personally, I had, you know, a hamstring injury back in December, which is kind of a bummer. But I had a goal of getting back to at least 200 pounds in the squat and the deadlift, and I got up to 300, which I surpassed my goal. So like goals, we'll talk about next month a little bit too, but like, which was huge. I mean, that I kind of try to remind everybody in the gym that is so important. It's so simple to think about that we talk about ever since we're 5 years old, but like it really is exciting to map out a set of goals and hit them. So yeah, we just talk about some of you guys' goals.
Well, I started out with, I remember a couple months ago, I couldn't even test out on the squat because my lower back was having trouble, but I just kept training. I skipped the test out that month, and I tested out after that in a month, and I got a pretty average weight I could do, and then I set a goal of 15 pounds heavier, and I was actually able to do it. So it's just enforcing the feeling that I can accomplish goals that I set when I never thought I'd be able to do that. So
it was awesome. It was on the last set.
She yeah.
had it on video. She was banging it. She had up like 170. What do you have a goal? Last month you did 175.
175.
And we had 185 pounds on the bar. It was a little bit of like forward lean or whatever, you know, at the
yeah.
end, but it went up pretty
yep.
well.
And my back didn't give out, and my back has kind of been going up and down. Sometimes I have an old injury in my back, and sometimes it gets strained, and then I just have to like let it heal, and I keep training, and then it kind of goes up and down. You know, I make more progress and have a little bit of a a downhill slide and then go up again even more. So I'm just hoping to keep getting stronger and overcome that injury.
Yeah, that's awesome. Gene.
You want me to talk about my goals?
Yeah, let's hit them.
Well, I wanted to get, by the end of February, over 400 on my squat and over 500 on my deadlift. But since I've started working at Digma Fitness, I've noticed I've had a ghetto booty problem, as I'd call it. When I squat or deadlift, my hips will slightly shift to the right, and I've been trying to figure out what the problem is. And when I hit my last PR on the squat about a month ago at 375, I actually pulled my right groin a little bit, so I've been kind of babying it. But now I've been working with Corey and we've been stretching, and now I have narrowed in the problem of why my hips shift to the right. And now that if I can stretch that and get both sides loose, now that I know the target or the problem, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to shoot up and weight a lot and meet my goals here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's really kind of rewarding to figure out like exactly where you need to be. I mean, with all the corrective exercises that we do and the reason why we do them to supplement the main exercises is awesome. Yeah. I mean, strengthening the glutes where we need them, you know, one side that's a little bit weaker and then the opposite hip flexor is a little bit tighter. So just kind of hammering away at those and we should kind of help that a lot, which is cool. So last contest, Brianna got to be on the sidelines. She got to see some of the ladies. She's like, I can beat those ladies.
I'm not so sure about that. They were
ladies down.
Lifting a lot of weight. And I thought with my back, there was no way I'd be able to deadlift as much as they can. But I think if I keep training over the next half a year or so, that I'll be up to that level.
Just put that superwoman costume on.
Yeah.
Shades over the eyes and lock it in.
I will try.
I think Brianna's going to do awesome. I'm really excited. I mean, you're kind of treating us like a team, you know, with Shane and Marco. Marco wanting to get into it. And then you guys, you know, Brianna and Gene here pointed at you when I said to you. But, I mean, it's kind of cool to come in. It's like I had that picture. I think I might have sent it to you guys, that the 300 picture from the movie.
Yeah.
The guys with the swords and stuff. I mean, like coming into a strongman contest with your gang and like trying to like win at your weight division or your whatever, your age group. I think that's pretty exciting to like think about too.
Yeah, I think it's kind of addicting because I've seen you do it and then I wanted to do it and then other people in the gym are seeing me do it and they want to do it. Even our super producer, Shane, over here saw me do it and he's like, that looks like a lot of fun. I want to do that too. It's just pretty soon we're going to have like the entire gym competing for strongman.
Oh, yeah, you see that a little bit like the other night where we were doing arm over arm pull. And Brian was kind of seeing what was going on. I mean, I've done a lot. I've trained Brian the longest out of anybody in the gym, and I've done a lot of different things with him. Mm. And, like, part of the thing that motivates me is, like, continually thinking of different ways to challenge you guys and keep things fresh. And I continue to keep it fresh and keep him engaged, which is really cool. But, like, he's seen you guys really getting after it, and I think he still wants to be competitive. But he just don't really see it.
Yeah.
As much as everybody else.
It's a lot of fun. But
yeah, it's really cool. People are catching on. And Brian's more of like a runner. So, I mean, we're changing the world. One strongman at a time.
One kettlebell at a time.
The starting strongman. It's already taken. I'm sorry. The everyday strongman for us at Digman Fitness. So, yeah, we'll get into a little bit here in a second. We'll kind of demonstrate what the everyday strongman kind of represents as we lift and carry or drag or push or pull things. So those of you that are out there that think of strongman, it's not always like a brute force activity. You can still have fun and get fit while doing, quote, strongman events at home. I mean, you can lift a basket with full laundry or take your son or your daughter or whatever over your shoulder. You can think of almost anything, but it's just being creative.
Preventing injuries by getting stronger.
Yeah, and understanding what position you're in while you're doing lifting, you know, anything heavy up and off the ground, pulling or pushing or getting yourself up and off the ground, learning the corrective exercises to be in good positions while you're in those exercises is huge. Yeah, so what are some of you guys' like favorite events going into, like, as we get closer to the spring here, you know, knowing that some of the things that I've mentioned that are in an average contest?
I think I would like the truck pull. That would probably be my favorite, but I haven't done it yet, so I'm not really sure.
That's like besides the Atlas stone, like a natural stone lifting. Shane and I were kind of mentioning this too, like in the old ages, like to become a man, you had to lift a stone on top of this pedestal to qualify you as like the man of that area. I mean, like, and then another one, like to, you know, lift or pull a heavy object like a truck or something is pretty cool too. I mean, like, people see that and they're like, whoa.
I was gonna say the stone is one of my favorites too.
Yeah, you're gonna rock them. You rock Hopefully. The socks off those stones. What do you think, Gene? What are some of your favorites?
I'd have to agree with Brianna on the truck pull, but that's because I won that contest in my last strongman. Yeah. But that and the yoke carry also, I like the more athletic events.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm not a big fan of the brute force, like who can just deadlift the most. I have a pretty active, busy life, and if I want to like beat everyone in deadlift, that's the type of thing I'd have to devote like all of my time to and eating and sleeping. And I feel like the athletic events have more of a heart component, and like if I really just put in the 110% that I can actually beat and compete with the guys that are just sit around and lift all day. So yeah. I really like that aspect.
That's how I feel too. Like, cause I come from athletic background of basketball and football and stuff like that. And, you know, always wanted to have that cardiovascular and healthy component as I age beyond strongman, you know, I'll still be doing the strongman stuff. But like, you know, as I, you know, get older, 50, 60, 70 years old, I may not be as competitive with it, but I still want to do the exercises. Yeah. So like it's really cool. That's why I like strongman more versus powerlifting, because you're moving, you're racing somebody, and you're outside. That's what's cool.
Yeah, and the people at the strongman are really welcoming too. Like, I've pretty much made friends with everyone at the strongman, and the first time I met them, so that's a really welcoming community also.
Yeah. What knowing Brianna as your partner in crime here, what are some things that you think she will do great in, or what you think that she will do well?
What do I think Brianna will do well at in the strongman?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a loaded question.
Just being around, I mean, like, you guys are training together every day. I mean, you guys can both answer that question. I mean, like, being spectators for each other and training with each other.
I think she'll do well at the athletic events also, because I know she has a large mental block to where she likes to... if she sees heavy weights, I know that she likes to doubt herself, and she's giving me the evil eye right now. So that's
no,
true.
I agree.
That's true. So, but when you're doing the athletic event, it's more of a continuous process. So once you start going, you're just going, and you don't think anymore. So I think she'll be better at the more athletic events.
Yeah, I would be nervous doing like the deadlift, because they're gonna throw on another 50 pounds or something, and then I'm gonna be like, oh no, I can't do that, and then I'll get it in my head, and all those people will be watching, and I'll get nervous. So that's something I need to work on, but I have time. To get better at that.
I would agree with Gene too, like, because Brianna has an athletic body. She's strong. None one event really overloads the other. So like, if she were to do well, like one event at a time, that's the biggest thing. Like, I'll help you guys out being, you know, kind of a seasoned in the sport, is like, you block out all like the whole day, and just like whatever event is next, that's you what you focus on, do the best you can on it. And I mean, definitely a lot of the moving events, because a lot of ladies that train strongman come from powerlifting background, and they do powerlifting all the way through up until, you know, weeks before. And that's where a lot of like our size, or we have an average or small size, all of us, and we can really kind of shorten that gap. After competing in your first strongman, what were you surprised by the most?
Kind of what I hit on before, just how friendly and welcoming everyone was. I
encouraging
when I picture strongman, I picture like Thor or the mountain, and him like wanting to rip my head off, and everyone just testosterone and angry. But everyone was like incredibly welcoming and like supporting people that didn't even know each other. It was like, yeah, get those stones. Yeah, really good job. And just talking and hanging out. And everyone, I was just blown away by how happy and friendly everyone was. I figured you get like 60, 70 meatheads around each other, and they're just, the testosterone was going to take over, but everyone was really nice. It was,
yeah. You speak to me, I eat your brains.
That's what I thought it was going to be like, but it wasn't at all.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, like, that's one of the biggest things that I was kind of nervous about, too, my first strongman. I was really, like, intimidated, because I wasn't that type of person. I was just kind of, like, always kind of goofing off and happy-go-lucky, and like I just happened to like heavy weights. And after that first contest, I was like, oh, this is kind of, it's like a band of brothers. Everybody's competing against each other, but you're helping each other out at the same time because...
Yeah, I was even before I did my deadlift, the second time there was a guy there that was giving me advice on how to do more and be better with the next lift. And I was like, why would you help me beat you? But everyone was just wanted to have a good time.
Yeah. Or throw a guy a few straps or help, you know, borrow a tacky or a belt.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff is pretty cool. What are some things that you're really super excited for within like this next month with your goals besides like some of the lifts?
Well, we have to test out on deadlift soon in the next couple of days. So yeah, I'm hoping tomorrow to beat that record by like maybe 10 pounds. And I have to do pull-ups. So I have to do that soon. And then moving on, I just want to keep getting stronger. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that you guys are looking to get out of it? I mean, like when you talk to your friends, what are some of the things that they say when you guys talk to them about like you guys competing in strongman?
Well, my friends, I tell them that, and they're always amazed by how much I tell them I lift, even though comparatively it's not that much. But they're like, wow, you 190 pounds on the squat, like that's a lot of weight. But they're not really into weight training and stuff, so they don't really... That's it. That's pretty much it. They're just kind of amazed at that I do it, and they congratulate me.
I think the community, or like society in general, is getting better at realizing that like ladies that are stronger that weight train are healthier and leaner. You know, the more muscle you have, the more body weight, the leaner body weight, and the more muscle or your body fat you burn at rest. So it's like we need to kind of convince and teach more ladies out there that this stuff is safe and it should be supplemented with another, you know, cardiovascular activity.
Right. Like I'm definitely not going to get bulky with muscle. I mean, I'm dense. Like I look like I weigh less than I do, but with the weight lifting, especially all the specialized training, it's only made me look more lean, and I've probably been eating more in the last few months than I ever have.
Say that again, too, for the ladies that are listening. Your weight training and your what? You're eating more?
I probably eat more.
Good.
In the last, I mean, I have an appetite.
They need to hear that.
But, I mean, I'm not a skinny person, but I'm not fat. And I've never been able to lose weight. I've been stuck at probably a weight of 145. I probably gained about 5 pounds of muscle doing all the strength training. But that's fine. I look better than I did before.
But a lot of
weight isn't the problem.
Good. That's awesome. You know, a lot of that, you know, our body size and our predisposition, you know, depends a lot of genetics. So a body size of 6'8", you're going to fill out. You're going to make that a 400-pound frame for most guys. But if you're, depending on what your parents gave you, you're going to be strong, or you know, your interests are going to be relative to what they gave you too. So like, you know, it can be a 100-pound girl that can be as strong as a 150-pound girl, and it could be similar body mass. So it's, I mean, getting after it.
It's all about the training.
Yeah, yeah. Just getting in there and fueling and, re-getting it.
I personally have enjoyed having goals of getting stronger and meeting specific achievements than I did trying to just, like, lose weight by running or only doing cardio like I used to do, and I used to lift weights too, but I think it's better now because I enjoy it more and I'm not just worried about the scale. I'm more, you know, thinking about my overall goals and strength.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's definitely fun. Yeah, Gene, what are some things that you talk to your friends about that they may be surprised on?
Usually when I talk to my friends about the strongman stuff, in regards to me and Brianna, they just say we're crazy people.
Crazy folk.
We both are in a professional school and we're pretty busy. And a lot of my friends don't make the extra effort to make time to do the type of the things that we do. I hope none of them listen, but rather hang out, watch movies, or drink beer. I mean, which is fine too. I mean, and a lot of them talk about how they want to get back into the gym and do strongman with me or do this and that. And I just tell it. And it's the difference, I guess, about talking about it versus doing it.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are pretty jealous. Some of my friends will always come up and grab my arms and be like, wow, your arms are getting bigger. I'm like, get away from
me. This should come to the gym.
Exactly.
It's just a lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, you choose to fit it in just like... Mm. Yeah. Brushing your teeth.
If that's something you want to do, you just have to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, we all make choices of what we want to fit into our lives. We will make a choice to start a family. We make a choice to get married. We make a choice to buy a certain car or whatever else. We find what fits our groove. Let's get into kind of showing us how to lift some stuff, represent maybe the everyday strongman, and see kind of show the folks out there a little bit as we speak on. And I can kind of demonstrate too on this. Brianna's shaking her head.
I got jeans.
But yeah, we want to basically take the time now and show a few exercises that you guys can do at home if you're not in the gym. If you're kind of interested in this stuff and you want to make it kind of a fun little challenge at, you know, outside the gym, we can show you guys.
Let's go through just a couple of variations for you guys at home. If you're thinking about incorporating some of this stuff before you get to the gym, just so you're kind of like alone, you're afraid to do it in front of everybody else, but you want to make sure you're doing a good job. Let's actually take and turn yourself facing this way. I want the camera to see you from the side view. So if this is like representing a duffel bag, you can fill it with clothes, make it like your 20, 30 pounds. Approach the duffel bag as close as you can, because you want to keep the weight as close to your body. You want that path of that to be as straight as you can when you lift it up. So approach, grab, keep your head and chest up, lift. So starting off, a basic deadlift, just like that, keeping that weight as close to your body and having that path as straight as you can. So the second progression to the everyday strongman would be to lift it, sit down with it, lift it to a chest, and then walk at a distance. So this could be up and down a step or a stair, or maybe starting out just up and down the hallway, you know, set aside like maybe 20, 30 feet. Set it down. And then the last progression, depending on the weight of it, you know, I would start off, you know, with just basic deadlifts, making sure everything's nice and tight. There's a lot of corrective exercises that we can get into later on with this, but just to keep it simple today, last one would be a clean, you know, sit down with it, bring it up and over, and then to a press. So these three are like separate events in strongman. You have the first one was a deadlift. The other one was carrying and for distance or load event, and the last one is a clean and press. So that represents three out of dozens of different events that you can rotate through in a strongman. So, nice job.
Brianna, with your family, I know you had your sister that came in from UW-Stevens Point, her fall semester break, and she experienced some kind of fun times here at the gym, didn't she?
Yeah, she utilizes the gym at school and at home. So she likes going and doing her own thing. And I convinced her to come in here. She had kind of a long recovery after her wisdom teeth got taken out. But she finally came in and she actually really enjoyed it. She liked especially the strength training, and she beat me on like a lot of the strongman exercises that we did the first week that we started it. She's very strong overall. I mean, lifting up the 100-pound sandbag and carrying it back and forth. And I could barely lift that thing up and carry it at all. And she
100 pounds.
She pulled the sled faster than me, and I was just impressed. And I think if she could, she would do a strongman. It's just difficult when she's not here in Madison right now, but she's definitely going to keep doing those same exercises.
Yeah, we sent her a list of a lot of the exercises before she went back to school, and I have to follow up and email her tomorrow and say, hey, you know, you're week one here, you're back into school. So kind of that little extra accountability, like, hey, you have an idea what we're going through and here's the exercises. You should have at least a couple days to go through this stuff and stay consistent. So that was definitely fun. It was cool. It's cool to see people of similar interests and like people in the same family come in and compete and have fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a competition. That's for sure.
So let's talk about what some of you guys do so the viewers and listeners can maybe relate and I guess relate better to with you guys.
Okay, so my typical day, it really varies because I'm in pharmacy school second year. Typically, I'll have lectures in the morning from 7:45 until noon, and then a couple days of the week, I have an afternoon class. I also work two part-time jobs. So I have to work out or schedule workouts around that as well. And on top of all that, I have a horse that I have to keep up with and ride 4 to 6 times a week. Usually I get out there, and that's a 3-hour time commitment each time I do that. So I'm able to balance school and work and my horse, which I actively compete with in the summer, and training for a strongman. So if I can do all that, you can do it too.
Yeah, that's pretty hefty load. that's busy. I mean, now that other people can see that, and I mean, with people that have one job and they think they're super busy. So like, you guys are in school or teaching. You can talk, you know, what you're doing now pretty soon too. But like, I don't think you can have a busier schedule and be that committed. I mean, that's cool for people
to see. Also, I mean, for me being in school, school is easier for me because I'm able to do a lot of work from home, which is nice. And I don't work that many hours, but I'm still have, it's a lot of time management involved and making sure that I have a planner and I write down everything that I have to do in that day. And I make sure I get to see my horse enough times and I make sure I can fit in our 4 workouts each week at, you know, whenever we can go. And I get a lot of extra stuff done on weekends. So I just make it work. And I get enough sleep and I get to eat enough food. So it works out fine.
That's a packed day. There's nothing left over. Yeah. Gene, what about you?
Well, I'm currently getting my PhD in genetics, so it's a pretty rough semester. So I have 3 classes right now, and I'm also teaching 2 classes a week. And when I'm not in class or teaching class, I am in lab doing research for in between 50 to 60 hours a week. So I'm pretty much in lab all day, every day. And I still make this work. I mean, Corey's my man, but I didn't have time to eat today. I've been so busy today, so I haven't eaten anything besides a candy bar all day.
Besides breathing.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't have really concrete goals of like winning strongmans or competing nationally, but I really enjoy doing it because it's like this huge, seemingly insurmountable challenge. Like you see these people pulling semis, and you're like, I'd have to train my whole life to do that. But then when I'm in the gym with Corey and I train maybe 4 hours a week and I don't really eat like I should or sleep like I should, but I'm still meeting these goals.
You do the best you can, yeah.
But I'm still pulling a semi 60 freaking feet, which is something I never thought I could ever do. And I'm making it work, and just the feeling of completing those goals that I thought would never be possible for me is, I don't know, it's pretty amazing.
I think that's cool too for people to hear about, like, having those goals and then at the end fulfilling that and accomplishing those things. That reward and that feeling is what people need to feel in order to have, I mean, then you set more goals and higher goals. Because if they don't feel that feeling, then maybe they're not setting a high enough goal, or maybe they're just not taking the time to think about something as little as like, hey, I want to have one goal and then accomplish that. And you're like, oh, that feels really good.
Yeah.
And then keeping going from there. I mean, before you know it, you're sucked into something, and you're consistent with your workout. Then, if you find, it goes back to finding like a job that you like, and then finding a routine that you like, and then before you know it, you don't even realize you're exercising, you're working, and you fill up your time.
Even though it's difficult, it's really cool to see what you can do to change how your body works. And I never thought I'd be able to do even the improvements I've made so far.
Yeah.
So that's what keeps me going, is just I keep getting better and better.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One of the big components for me was having these goals and completing them, because in my research and my work, it feels like I'm kind of just spinning the wheels for months and years at a time. And then now I have these goals that I'm actually accomplishing, and it actually improves my overall mood for everything. I'm like, because it's like I did this strongman and did this, accomplished this thing I never thought I was going to ever be able to do. I'm actually more motivated at work, because it actually feels like now I'm getting somewhere, even though it might not be in my job, but I'm accomplishing goals in life.
Yeah, that's cool. Maybe you can mention to people out there too, like what your research is. I think that's kind of interesting too.
Oh, yeah. I'm studying traumatic brain injury or concussions, and I'm actually studying it in fruit flies. So I actually give concussions to fruit flies. Thousands and thousands of poor fruit flies that get concussed every day.
I thought I'd ask that because I had that conversation with Gene before, and I think that's really cool, and I think people would really get a kick out of that.
Yeah. It's to learn the basic science behind concussions, and you can concuss thousands of flies, like I said, and people seem to care less if you concuss thousands of mice or dogs or something else.
So, yeah.
So you can get a lot of information quickly, basic information about the science of concussions with flies. So that's why.
It's science. That's really cool stuff. Yeah, so I think this was fun today. I think talking about like what you guys do, and we'll talk about goals next month in our next podcast, but it was kind of fun to see where you guys come from with what motivates you and what keeps you guys going. But is there anything else to note, I mean, to kind of talk about today before we finish up?
Keep training.
Yeah, keep it going. The Everyday Strongman concludes today. I think the great theme of this podcast, the Everyday Strongman, is it kind of represents those people out there that want to keep moving and want to make exercise fun. And you don't really need to overthink things. You know, you come to the gym, you come to Digman Fitness, you learn a lot about corrective exercise and proper movement, but same time, not really overthinking a lot of the things too, and just getting a really good workout. Strongman style.
It's nice not to have to think for once. I can just lift weights.
We come here, it's refreshing. It's all laid out for us, and I feel like I'm doing the right thing, and it's fun, and it's a good stress reliever because I get kind of depressed when I don't exercise, so it's really helpful for mental health and physical health. It's great.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys starting Strongman next time. See you soon.